Begin the current daf. The second statement of Tzadi test. We begin on the base. We begin the test. The master begins with the Gemara. Kailit Adam in the Maschil l'matamir. A person can catch the water from the drain pipe. From the drain pipe beneath Tentfach. Chase explains the gears according to Rashi, according to the Pesha Kuntri. In the Mishnah, we said a person could catch the water from the Maschila beneath Tentfachim. Rashi explains that beneath Tentfachim is because their roofs, the way it would be that there was the gutter and there would be rain, there would be runoff. And a person could catch it in the ear space, as the Gemara explains, but you can't do what's called tziruf. You can't go ahead and attach a vessel literally right by the gutter because it's within 3 tefachim from the roof, and even if it's beneath 10 tefachim, you'll be taken from Rishos Yachad to Rishos Arah. So Tesis says, King Goris Bekunchus, this is how Rashi's gears is, which is that a person can catch from the gutter if it's beneath 10 tefachim, and it's lamatim yitfachim, but it's not lamalim yitfachim. And Pirish, the reason for that is because mi'avir, that's from the ear space, and you can do klita. Avalei tzarf piba klila maschil, but what you cannot do is you cannot put your mouth or your bowl right to the gutter itself. L'fisha maschil, b'pachas megimu, samalikag, because the gutter itself is within 3 tefachim of the roof. And that's what we're saying, v'ava pishel amat meyod, now, although it's within 10 tefachim from the ground, but still it's like you're taken directly from the roof to Rosh Hashanah, kibin terchim l'kag, since it's within 3 tefachim from the roof, so even though really you're biblically it shouldn't be a problem because you're within 10 tefachim, that's Rabban said that it's going to be aser to take it directly from the gutter. Ketan next says the master begins with the Gemara, minatzin and mekamakam shaisa. From the drain pipe, one could always drink. Shaisa explains that this halacha of even tziruf, which is unlike the case of the maschila, is beneath ten tefachim, like Rashi says. And that is, again, we said in the Mishnah, kalita you could do from the maschila, from the gutter, beneath ten tefachim. And it says the words that Tesa quotes of here, minatzin mekamakam shaisa, from the drain pipe, one could always drink. Now Rashi explains. In other words, that whether it's with kalita just catching it, or whether you're doing tziruf, where you connect your bowl or your mouth right to the pipe. Of course, since it's very long and it goes into Rosh Hashanah, so it's not near the roof, so there's no lavid. And since it's within 10 tefachim, there's no problem, which the Gemara explains, and today is going to discuss this idea that as long as the opening doesn't have 4 tefachim, so therefore there's no point in making gezeira of when it's going to have 4 tefachim, because even if it did, it would be a karmel, because it's not 10 tefachim high. And that's actually why the Mishnah says, by the case of the gutter beneath 10 tefachim, because we want to say the next case of Minatzinim Kamakim, which that's what we're saying, that what's forbidden by the gutter is permitted by the drain pipe. And if it's above 10 tefachim, then actually tziuf would not be permitted by the tziner, because we'd make a gzeira if it would have 4 tefachim and it would be 10 tefachim high, then you'd be taking from a shazir to a shazirab. Whereas catching it, even above 10 tefachim, would be permitted because it's ear space of a makam tur. So Pirish, that's what Tais explains, that this was saying minat tziner is in all situations you could drink a mizafel of a tziruf, even when you put your bowl of your mouth right next to the pipe, since within 10 tefachim, and v'rochik shleish tefachim nagag, and it's more than 3 tefachim away from the roof, with the leker lovis, is no lovin. Now, as we mentioned, the Bukamar Mokalodig more explains the less be'arba, that the opening of the drain pipe doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim. If you have a be'arba, it would be 4 tefachim wide. How you also let's have, and actually, even for the tziner, it would be also to do tziruf, because the mekamlis l'shosram kamapik, because then, even though it's within 10 tefachim, but since the 4 tefachim wide, there would be a kamlis, and not take a kamlis to yourself, which is into another domain. Now, Ukapesha Kunchis, Muchach B'Disavta, and from Rashi interpretation, we actually see clearly, like this in the Tesefta, the Mata Tziruf B'Tziner L'Mata Miyot, that we permit this Tziruf by the Tziner is specifically that of within 10 tefachim. And that's the case of Mekam Mokam, that Tziruf is going to be Mutu. Now, the Kach Nir Kegirsas HaKunchis, so therefore it seems appropriate that Rashi's girsa, the Garis Gabi Maschila, that the girsa by the gutter was Lamat Miyut. That has to be within 10 tefachim. Why? Because the Avagresin Lamat Miyut, had we said that it's above 10 tefachim, Havamash, but then the inference would be that Tziner, which is the next case of the Mishnah, the drain pipe, Havilamal Shari, that even above 10 tefachim would be permitted to do Tziruf. Because that's what's saying what Mekam Makam is that Tziruf is permitted. ulamata afil maschilishari, and that within ten tefachim, then even that of the gutter would be permitted beneath ten tefachim. Now, but the truth is, it's actually not like that to permit doing tziruf by even the drain pop. And as Taisa says, because of tesefta lishari alatina lamata, in the tesefta we say that what's only permitted is by the drain pipe is permitted beneath ten tefachim. But either one of these cases, the drain pipe above ten tefachim, or the gutter even beneath ten tefachim, aser, it is forbidden. So therefore, that's like Rashi said that by the gutter, then we're saying that it actually is a problem even beneath ten tefachim to do tziruf because it's within three tefachim of the roof, and by the case of the drain pipe. That if it's above 10 tefachim, it also be aser, because of if it would have 4 tefachim. So therefore, it's rather like Rashi, that it's only lamat miyut tefachim. Now, this degars, but there are those who have the girsa, that the words here on the different maschal tesis is not like we said, minatziner mikol makom shayser, rather it's minatziner umikol makom mutter, which their girsa is with a vav, which that sounds like that, I mean, if you have like our girsa, which sounds like that the whole heter of the Mishnah is going and catching, which a person catches from the person catches from the gutter and from the drain pipe, but still when it drips, if someone's drinking through catching, it sounds according to this girsa that even by tziner, tziruf is not permitted. It's not minatziner mikamakom shayser. It's saying that minatziner. And from the tziner, which is a continuation of what we're saying by the meschila, umekam akamotur, and all situations are going to be permitted. And that's his tesis of Bekutra Siksha, Alzais, Hagirsa B'Gemara. Rashi asks on this, in his interpretation of the Gemara, because Rashi brings this girsa, minatziner umekam akam, and he says that if you're saying umekam akam, sounds like that even so, the drain pipe that's dripping, yeah, like you only let it catch it and not let it do tziruf. But Rashi finds that difficult because Rashi says that in the Tosefta is brought that you're allowed to do tziruf by the tziner when they're within ten tefachim. Additionally, the Gemara says that we learn in the Braisa if the tziner has four tefachim, it's going to be aser. Where's that going on? If it's going and catching from the airspace, what's the problem? It's not going from one domain to another. It's in the airspace. And if it's going on tziruf for the tziner, what do you mean? You're saying that it's aser even when it's not for tefachim. Because according to this girsa, tziruf was never permitted even by a tziner. So Rashi says that he heard those who want to resolve the girsa, it says that we look in the braisa that if the tziner has four tefachim, it's going to be aser. It's actually going on the answer of the Mishnah, which the Gemara explained that the problem is because it's less than three tefachim from the roof. But if not, if it was more than that, you were able to do tziruf, and on the heter of that diuk, when there's more than three tefachim from the roof, it's going to be permitted. That's what the Braisa is saying, but if the tziner has four tefachim, it's going to be aser. Rashi finds that difficult because it's not the way of the Gemara usually to say Tana on the answer of the Meram and the inference of Halacha that comes out of the Mishnah, which is not even explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah. Rather, the gear says, like we have in that Tzidim Maschil, in that Tzidim B'chamokim, that's going on the Mishnah, and when it's going within 10 tefachim from the ground, and it's not the end of the Braisa, and on that is what the Braisa is saying, we learn the Braisa that if the pipe has 4 tefachim, it's going to be awesome. Next Tzidim Maschil begins with the Gemara, Le'amar Ad B'Shus Aram, person should not stand B'Shus Aram, Vig B'Yod, V'Lamata M'Yod, and lift up his hands lower than 10 tefachim, which basically explains the gear size, and how does this work out with Reb Shimon, that the Halacha falls like Reb Shimon, because the Gemara brought in the Braisa, a person should not stand in Bishus HaYachin and lift up his hands above 10 tefachim if it's within 3 tefachim from the roof and put it right there. But he could just catch it and drink it. Taisa says, King Girsa's Rach, this is the Girsa of the Bnei Chananel, that the Braisa is going on this Halach of Tziruf, which is within 3 tefachim, which is similar to taking from a roof that's 10 tefachim high to a Rishus HaRach. Of a Kuntra's Girsa, but Rashi's Girsa is Lo Yamarun Bishus HaYachin. Not like our guest said, Rishus Ram. A person does not stand in a Rishus HaYachid, but it's from another Rishus HaYachid, so it must be, as Rashi explains, because but they didn't make an air between the two courtyards. Bachim Purim, this is the interpretation. Layamel Gagri person is not standing on his roof. Vitarma Gagri and put it right next to his friend's roof. Shikavai Minasot Fahim, that's higher than him by 10 Fahim. Even they did not join the Eiv together. And that's forbidden to take one Rishus to another Rishus. That's the halacha that the Bryce is saying. That Taisi finds is difficult because why can't you do Tziruf? What do you mean? Taking from one person's roof to another person's roof? But we rule like Rav Shimon that holds all roofs and all courtyards are all one domain. And that says Taisis. The Asya fell a truth is, this halacha could be even a Grimea. The Amma that he says Gag is Rosh Hashanah saying that all roofs are one. So what's the problem taking from roof to roof? No, because the Begag of Yud Maid, he agrees that if the roof is 10 Tfachim high, that's a problem. And actually, says to the Rav Shimon, it could even be like Rav Shimon, which all these domains are one, and he doesn't have this Gezerah of Remeir, because the Matzah Lefushi could explain that this, that we're saying, Tzarif Aser, that you know, put your hand right next to the other guy's roof, it's Lavim Labai's coming, means to bring it to the house, which even Rav Shimon agrees that all these are one domains, but not to take it to the house. And the Kailit Mutah for Lavim, I mean, this was saying that, but catching it and not doing Tzir is permitted, that's even to bring it to the house. And this Tzarif explains, we're going to Shabbos Begag Chaber, we're talking about where it didn't rest. On this friend's roof, because the Ishavsu, because if it started of Shabbos on the friend's roof, Shitudas Lavim Lepais, obviously would not be able to bring it to the house, and we're saying that you could. Mekamakam, but even so, Avagav the Ishavsu, even though it didn't start of Shabbos on the friend's roof, still Asal Tzav Lavim Lepais. Still, you now let her go ahead and put your hands right next to that guy's roof and bring it to the house. Why? Because the Dami Mamish the Megag Lepais. Come, I see, it's very similar to like taking from a roof to a house, which. That is forbidden, and it's like you're taking from the friend's roof, which even Rav Shimon agrees that's forbidden. Only problem is, it's Tosaf Lishon in the Brisa L'mishtameik Rav Shimon. The wording of the Brisa doesn't sound like Rav Shimon, because the comment of the Brisa says, but he could catch, not put it right there, but he could catch it and drink it. Masha B'mukam, it sounds like he's drinking it right over there. That's what Kerl is permitted. Machlal the Tziruf HaFil B'mukamios, it sounds like that this was saying Tziruf is forbidden, is even in the place, and that's not like we just said, which it would only be forbidden to take it to the house. Additionally, it says, Adam Begit Mazik. This story is saying the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Tesim a base. I'm going to read the Mishmul. Shmuel says, "Lo yamid od megagoi, person should not stand on his roof. Yikla megisham megagoi shechaber and catch rainwater from his friend's roof." Now, there's a difficulty. Shmuel rules halachas like Reb Shimon that all courtyards and all roofs are all one. You're allowed to carry from one to the other an eruv. So why is Shmuel saying over the Masechet Gittin that you're not allowed to catch from his friend's roof? Shteisa says, "The hainu lavim lebais." Oh, that, what he means to say is you can't bring it to that. It's like we explained over here previously also. Now, however, Taisa says, Tzarech Leimah, you have to say, the Arikesh of Shabbos of Begag, where it started Shabbos on that friend's roof, because it was Shalai Shabbos, because they said if it didn't start off over there, then sure, that actually would be permitted to bring to the house. Kedamach, like we say over here, that it's only problematic to bring from a roof or a courtyard to the house, only what started Shabbos over there, because we're talking about where you caught it, and that's not a problem if it didn't start off Shabbos over there. Now, but Taisa says that another approach from the Mari to explain why over here is it permitted to catch, which is Klita, and over there in Gittin, it's saying Klita is forbidden, where from his friend's roof, if it didn't start off Shabbos over there, the Mari says that halacha of Yehuda Mishmol is talking about where it didn't rest on his friend's roof, like we're saying it's Klita. And it didn't start of Shabbos over there because the Hasam over there that says you know I'll catch from the friend's roof is Ari Bekoil Ma'avikah Chaver. It's talking about what you're catching from the airspace of his friend's roof. And it didn't land over there. Now, but he's taking it from above his friend's roof, so that you know I'll take it to the house because that's more similar to carrying from his friend's roof. But V'hacha Bekoil Ma'avikah Chaloi, here, where he's also doing Kalit, he's catching it, not Tziruf, but it's from his airspace of his roof, which is B'samach L'gag Chaver, which is near his friend's roof. And therefore, it's less similar to taking from the roof, and therefore, it's going to be permitted, as we say over here, klita versus tziruf, where there even klita was saying is going to be asa. So, Tezbrot Ravin Chananel, that the Bryce is talking about, as Taisa says the gear, so when he's standing in Shusarab, now lift up your hands, less than 3 tefachim from the roof, and do tziruf, but klita is permitted. Rashi, according to where Taisa explains it, the Bryce is talking about from one roof to another roof, where they didn't make a roof of chatzeres. And it's saying, Layaman Oda Bishus Hayachad, a person should not stand on his roof and put his hand near his friend's roof. That's Tziruf. But Klita is permitted. And as Tase explains, that Brisa could be according to a Meir, where, because you have one roof higher than the other one, 10 Tvachim is a problem. And it could even be like Rav Shimon, although he holds all the courtyards and then the Karfivas and Gagas all one domain. But still, here it would be forbidden because it means to take it into the house. The problem is, and Rav Shimon agrees you can't take it into the house, the problem is that the words of the Braisa doesn't sound like it's taken into the house. Now, this they were saying, but Klita, you're allowed to take it into the house, that specifically if it didn't start up Shabbos in this friend's roof. But if it did, then yeah, you wouldn't be able to do Klita either. And I, Shmuel, rules in Gittin that even Klita is forbidden from his friend's roof to take into the house. According to Taisis, that's the more word starter of Shabbos in his friend's roof, and that's what's going to be awesome. According to the Marie, it's because he's catching it from the ear space of on top of his friend's roof. Here, Tomo, he's catching it from the ear space of his own roof.